You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now, Jesus mentioned two categories of people here. I want to add the thought, and I want you to please pay attention. He said, those who hear his word and do it. Then he said, those who hear his word and do not do it. Now, those who do it, they are building their house on the rock. Those who don't do it, they are also building. Everybody is building. Whether you are in obedience or disobedience, you are building. But then I want to show you the third category that Jesus did not say to us directly, but it's evident it is there. Those who did not hear the sayings of Christ. I think those are the people in majority. They are also building. I don't even know what to call their own building. I don't even know what to say about where they are building it. You see, if a man that is hearing the teachings of Christ, sound doctrine, still didn't make it because he didn't obey it, how much more those who are hearing false teaching? How much more those who are hearing false doctrine? I want to say this and I want to warn once again. Whoever you are listening to is building your life. If you are listening to a man that is teaching falsehood, that is just building your hope on castle, that is just teaching you nuggets, motivational talk, do you know you are building your life on those high-sounding nonsense? The man that was hearing the words of Jesus that didn't obey it, he built his house on the sand, storm came. I realized that storms of life are not a problem. The problem is where you build your life. Is your life founded on the teachings of Christ? Is your life founded on the sayings of Jesus? Or are you building your lives on the opinions of men? Do you know that sadly, a lot of people are building their lives on the opinions of men? One man will just come and think something and say it. And everybody is flying with it. Why? Because he's a popular man. Many people have built their lives on nothing. Only for storms to come, they had nothing. Nothing. I know a particular sister who was on fire for the Lord. So I thought, only for crisis to come and for her to file for divorce. I'm like, sister, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? You see, if you are building your life on falsehood, you are building it on the teachings of on teachings that is not of Christ. When the day of storm will come, you will pack up. You will give way. You will collapse. It will destroy you. It matters greatly who you are listening to. They are either wasting your life or they are building it. Please note, if the man that hears Jesus, sound teaching, he can't be better than that. But that man didn't obey. That man, his house collapsed. Jesus called him a foolish man. How shall we describe you that you are not hearing the teachings of Christ? Many people have grown up in our church system for years. They don't know anything about Jesus. And they are so committed to those religious life. Many of you are drawing closer to your grave. When will you genuinely know Jesus? When will you genuinely build a life on Christ? How long will you continue like this? If people that had Jesus, that had the message of Jesus, if they couldn't make it, what about you that you are listening to the opinions of men? They can just come today and they preach points to you. Points. That's what they are preaching today. Point. Number one, you two, you are writing. You are writing. You are writing. Number two, you are writing. You are writing. What have you been writing? For 20 years, you've been writing like that. What have you been writing? That your life has not changed. We can't see Christ in you. He said, let him that boasts, boast in that he knows me. Can you boast that you know him? Is Jesus real to you? I'm telling you, you are building. No? Whether you like it or not, you are building. And you know what? Storm is guaranteed to come. Either in this life or in the life to come. There is a day, Jesus said, there will be gnashing of teeth. There will be regret and gnashing of teeth. Before that day comes, I counsel you again. Build your life on the teachings of Christ. Stop building your life on your own opinion. I said, I think it is like this. That's not Christianity. What did Jesus say? The gospel is about Jesus and his kingdom. What has our master said on that matter? That's what matters. Not how you think. Not how you feel. Not where this is what our papa told us. Your papa will give account to Jesus. Your papa will face his own storms. So you ensure you are truly building your life on the teachings of Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.